Old Joe stayed up past his bedtime to make an appearance on Late Night with Seth Meyers, one of these late-night supposed comedy shows on network television, for an obviously scripted interview to try to alleviate concerns about his age and declining mental capacity, only to make a complete fool of himself, just like he did during that emergency press conference, trying to alleviate the concerns about him being an elderly man with a poor memory after the special counsel investigation into his mishandling of classified documents. And when I say stayed up past his bedtime, I mean past 5 p.m. because these shows aren't live at midnight. They're recorded in the early evening.
What would you want to do? What's your 2024 agenda? Because I feel like we live in such crazy times that that is one of the things I feel we hear less about.
Look, the 2020 agenda is to finish the job.
The 2020 agenda? This poor guy doesn't even know what year it is. But hey, Democrats, just give him a second term. I'm sure everything will be just fine. And when he was specifically asked about the elephant in the room, he deflected and then spread fake news about Donald Trump.
You are currently 81 years old.
Who the hell told you that?
Yeah.
That's classified.
All jokes aside, according to recent polling, this is a real concern for American voters. How do you address that concern going forward as you come up to the 2024 election?
Well, a couple things. Number one, you got to take a look at the other guy. He's about as old as I am, but he can't remember his wife's name.
Yeah. And,
number one. Number two.
In case you haven't heard, he's referring to the obviously fake news that claims he referred to his wife as Mercedes during his CPAC speech over the weekend when he said this.
My wife, a great first lady. She was a great first. People loved her. Yeah, people love her. Oh, look at that. Wow. Mercedes, that's pretty good.
He was talking about, in literally addressing, Mercedes Schlapp, who was seated in the front row just a few feet ahead of him, who is the wife of Matt Schlapp, who is the president of CPAC, and he was complimenting her on what a great job they did putting together the event, getting a nice crowd. He didn't forget Melania's name and call her Mercedes. This is such obvious fake news that even Snopes, in a desperate attempt to try to appear as if they're centrist, debunked it. No, Trump did not refer to his wife Melania as Mercedes at CPAC 2024. But brace yourself, because there was even more cringe in 3, 2, 1.
And this is something that you seem to have fun with. You've co-opted. You've co-opted Dark Brandon. This is a yard sign. And do you enjoy playing around with the Dark Brand meme?
No, I resent the hell out of it.
Okay.
Since the left can't meme, they tried to co-opt or hijack the Let's Go Brandon meme by claiming that Brandon is actually cool, calling him Dark Brandon, like Joe Biden's alter ego, who is some sort of a superhero or something. Don't even try to understand it. It doesn't make any sense at all. And I guarantee you that old Joe doesn't even know what a meme is. But the fact that the writers actually put together this skit and had old Joe waiting with his glasses, ready to put them on as soon as Seth brought up the Dark Brandon persona, shows not only how scripted these shows are, but just how desperate and pathetic they are to try to portray old Joe as cool. The left can't meme in part because they don't understand jokes, because jokes hurt their feelings, so they just wallow in their own misery, and they obviously don't understand sarcasm either. And after Jack Posobiec was at CPAC over the weekend and sarcastically joked that they were gathering in order to overthrow democracy, because obviously that's what the Democrats accuse Republicans of doing every single day, then the fake news took that and ran with it as if he was being serious. CNN reports far-right speaker tells CPAC attendees that his goal is to overthrow democracy. Here's more gaslighting on MSNBC. Would you like to pretend that he was being serious too, ma'am?
A far-right activist told attendees at CPAC his goal is to overthrow democracy and finish the mission of January 6th, which was met with glee.
In other news, the ridiculous misrepresentation of white people in the media continues. This from the FBI, which warned that higher prices, dangerous products, and closing businesses. These are just some of the impacts organized retail theft has on everyday Americans. Learn what the FBI does to combat these crimes on the federal level to protect shoppers across the country. And then it used this stock image of two white women in the story about organized retail theft. Okay. Because everybody knows that it's white women who keep organizing those retail thefts of Walgreens, particularly in San Francisco, up to 20 times in one day, which is causing numerous locations to have to shut down in order to avoid going bankrupt. And this ridiculous stock image that the FBI used is causing a lot of people, the normies, as the kids say, to start to notice things that all of us have noticed for many, many years. And then if you search for various photos on Google Images, the results are censored and curated. For example, if you search for shoplifters stock image, they're all white. Or, well, I guess not all white. There are a couple Asians, but there are no images of black people shoplifting. Not from news stories, not from security footage, not from the, you know, kind of staged stock images that a lot of these news agencies use to try to illustrate their stories. And then you start scrolling down. Oh, there's an Asian woman. And that's a stock photo. A couple stock photos of some Asian women who are, as you know, I'm just really known to shoplift. I mean, I could just keep scrolling and scrolling. And, okay, obviously, the guy with the hoodie, I mean, we know who he is. But they don't show that. So there are zero stock images. Oh, there's one. Because as we know, artificial intelligence isn't really that intelligent. At least not yet. But it is down at the very bottom of the page. So you have to scroll through all of these dozens and dozens of white shoplifters to get to one black shoplifter. And it's an old meme now that if you search for a happy white couple on Google Images, of course, most of the results are black men with white women. But when you search for happy black couple, all of the images are, of course, all black couples. And in case you missed my video the other day, Lawrence O'Donnell did an entire segment misinterpreting Donald Trump's figure of speech when he was talking about the low-flow showerheads, when he said that no water comes out. Lawrence O'Donnell thought that he literally meant no water came out and used that as more supposed evidence of Donald Trump having a cognitive decline. And that made big headlines. Trump goes on kooky rant about how long it takes to wash his gorgeous hair. But I only mention this again because this is such a widely known issue that even back in the 1990s, thanks for reminding me of this in the comments, by the way, Seinfeld did an entire episode where that was one of the subplots.
Jerry! Jerry! You too, huh?
Yeah!
These showers are horrible. There's no pressure. I can't get the shampoo out of my hair.
Me either.
If I don't have a good shower, I am not myself.
If you're not familiar with the show, this character Kramer was perhaps best known for his hair looking like this. Definitely not like this. So when Donald Trump said at a town hall again the other day that you have to stand under the shower for five times as long because no water comes out, Lawrence O'Donnell took him literally.
Donald Trump thinks that if a shower produces no water, you actually have to stand there five times longer. Think about that. Think about how that mind works. How long would you stay in your shower if no water was coming out? Wouldn't you get out of there a lot faster if no water's coming out? If someone told you that no water was coming out of their shower, would you then assume that they stay in the shower five times longer? That's how Donald Trump's mind works in cognitive decline.
Yes, it's Donald Trump's mind that's in cognitive decline, not the prestigious MSNBC host who obviously doesn't understand a basic figure of speech. And I was going to transition into plugging my t-shirts by saying if you like figures of speech, then you'll really like the shirts. But they're not actually figures of speech, but you can save 10% off today and tomorrow by using the promo code SAVE10 at the checkout. So order your Sorry No Vacancy Deport the Mall shirt, your Conspiracy Theorists Are Right shirt, an Ultra MAGA shirt, an Operation Mockingbird shirt, or any of my awesome designs All available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code SAVE10 at the checkout to save 10% off today and tomorrow, and check them out.